Where did we go wrong? KKFT, it's the Monica J Show on 99.1 FM Talk. Good morning. Did you hear about Lyon County Fun Days there? Smith Valley Fun Days? Oh my gosh. Paid for with the room tax. That's what you do with room taxes. You throw a party and you have fun. You have raffles and make even more money. That's what you do with it. They'll put it into other accounts and, well, that's just me digressing there. KKFT 92.3 FM in Smith and Mason Valley. And, of course, Yerington, Hawthorne. 99.1 FM Talk is your live and local talk station and talk show, the Monica J. for all of Northern Nevada. You can send me a quick email if you want, Monica at 991fmtalk.com. Got a couple of different things to go over today. It's going to be a very interesting show. Very interesting. Going to throw a couple of national items at you, though. Get this. If you thought that weed wasn't legitimate, you know, they don't have banking system, a lot of cash on hand, just rife for construction or corruption. The House Dems just passed a weed banking bill. So we'll see how it gets through the Senate. Now, experts are saying that the SAFE, S-A-F-E, banking bill could actually be a boon for drug traffickers. I look at this both ways, because if the dolts who legitimized it in Colorado and nine other states, including here, which, by the way, Colorado's studies are finally coming out, you know, years after you legalize something, because it's the woke thing to do. Yeah, younger people using it, stronger than what they say it is. You know, it's not the marijuana of the 60s. And imagine that. People are getting it and selling it illegally. Imagine that. So, of course, we had to legalize it right after Colorado did. But what this Safe Banking Act is going to do is allow recreational and medical marijuana businesses access to banks, because they don't have that. So, not only is it one more check for legitimizing it, it's just one more step forward with the feds legalizing it. You know, when you legalize stuff, there's still a black market for it. You know, cigarettes are legal. Taxed those so much that people will go buy cigarettes in other states, take them home, and sell them one at a time for people who can't afford those taxes. So just because you legalize something doesn't mean that it's not going to have a criminal element to it. So thank you very much. And don't throw your whole alcohol thing at me, because I don't drink alcohol either. So, and I'm not a prude. I love pineapple juice and rum. I love an ice cold beer every once in a while. My liver can't handle it, though. You get old. So I just stay away from it because it's not something that I need. But there are other people out there that need it, want it. But here again, if you are anti-marijuana, the woke party of the Dems now getting them the banking access that they need. All the while, we raise a generation of kids who have no responsibility in their actions. They don't know what the truth is. They know how to get around it. All you have to do is scream racism. All you have to do is scream white supremacy. And that all allows you to sucker punch a person, actually kill them with that sucker punch and them hitting the ground, spitting on their lifeless body while others look on and, of course, have cell phones going. I used to think problems were going to arise with cell phones and cameras and cell phones, but boy, they've actually been a godsend to prove that people are lying. Maryland seems to come up in the news a lot lately. Well, John Weed was attending a fair in Maryland on Friday with his family. And let me know if you've heard this scenario before. He and his family was approached by a group of teens. 15, 16. According to the prosecution, the 15-year-old, 15 years old, sucker punched the guy after he refused to give them a dollar. Knocked him unconscious. Laughing about it, having a good time. Even just standing around spitting on him. Well, Mr. Weed succumbed to his injuries on Saturday. But the kids, it wasn't their fault because they were protecting themselves. They were scared. The guy was shouting racial things at him. They felt defenseless. They didn't know what to do. Said he was a white supremacist. Yeah. Said they called him the N-word. So fearing for their life, one of the kids punched the racist man. I mean, this is how it's actually reading in the news. The white supremacist later died, and two innocent black victims were charged. Yeah, unfortunately for them, there was video of the attack, and none of that happened. So basically, the generation that we have coming through now, and even the one before it, if you watch the news, they have no regard for human life. Whether it be for a baby that's actually been born or for a man that's out with his family enjoying a county fair. They have no regard for life. It just shows the hatred and disgust and the despise for people who don't give kids a dollar, who don't give people their cell phones, who don't give people their shoes, Go online. YouTube has thousands of these videos. I'm not crazy about the operation of YouTube, but at least they're still putting the truth out there. Check it out for yourself. Now, the big question is, from the prosecutor there, it's a 15 and 16-year-old. What do you think that they would get as far as time? Nothing. Juvenile system. A few years in the juvenile system. So, the big question is now, do we try them as adults? I mean, given their age, what do? What's the appropriate punishment? I mean, if they're tried as an adult, they could go to prison for years. Of course, with our prison system, they would be, you know, what, 30 years with the possibility of parole and be out in 9 or 10? This isn't the first time it's happened, and it's not the last time that it's happened, or it won't be the last time that it happens. Kids need to be checked, need to be put in their place. This is what's happening when you don't let other kids fight back, when the bullies take over, when you're so woke that as soon as somebody accuses somebody else of racism, white supremacy, they're taken at their word. This needs to stop. And fast. I know I'm definitely not going to be traveling to Maryland anytime soon. That's for sure. KKFT, it's the Monica Jay Show, your live and local FM talk station. If you don't think this isn't happening here, talk about being woke. We'll explain what goes on all across the country. A 99.1 FM talk. KKFT, 92.3 FM, Yerington, Smith Valley, and 99.1 FM talk for all of Northern Nevada. It's Thursday, and we are flying by. Do you believe it? It's already Thursday. Talk lines are open at 884-9910 and Monica at 991fmtalk.com. And Jeffrey, thank you so much. He just sent me a little sticker here, and I'm going to have to get this as a bumper sticker. This is just too cute. It says, don't let the infection spread. STD 2020. Stop the Democrats. That's definitely an STD that needs to be stopped. So, how woke are you? Woke. Don't you just hate that word? That is just the most annoying thing. And every little bit of action that is taken out there by businesses and people just keep perpetuating it. So when was the last time you went shopping with your kids for toys? And you saw what they wanted. You know, most of the times, parents could just go pick up a Barbie or, you know, Chatty Cathy or Lazy Susan, I don't know, for their kids. Take it home and they'd be thrilled. But now the kids are clamoring for their specific toys, according to Mattel, to meet demand from children. Children are not only the leaders of climate change now, they are also leaders in the change of toys. Because now there is gender-inclusive Barbie. Yes. They launched the new line yesterday at Mattel. And again, I think this just takes all creativity away from kids. Okay? I don't care if there's a gender-neutral doll, but first off, don't lie and tell me it's because kids are clamoring for it. Kids aren't clamoring for it. Organizations are clamoring for it. So why does this take away the creativity of kids? Because all dolls are gender neutral. Last time I took, when I was a kid, when I took off Ken's clothes, there wasn't anything down there. Wasn't anything down there on Barbie either, except those two huge mounds on top. So get a wig for Ken. Get a file for Barbie. File those things down if she wants to be a Ken. And tape some little cotton balls on Ken. Why do you have to spend another $30 to go buy a kit? The company says, Mattel says, the company, the new line is in response to demand. Kids don't want their toys dictated by gender norms. Mattel says they consulted with pediatricians on how to make the dolls gender neutral. Really? You have to consult with pediatricians? You file down the tatas. And like I said, Ken's already gender neutral. Put a wig on him. Or add little hair extensions. Seriously. Thanks, Mattel. Of course, Mattel has always caved to pressure anyway, so. Your female Barbies and male Kens just became even more valuable. You know, what you could do, too, is cut Barbie's hair halfway to her shoulders, take that hair, attach it, get some glue, attach it to Ken, and then they both have the same length of hair. Take Barbie's accessories, like the purse and the necklace, and just put it on Ken. It's that easy. You don't have to spend the money. You don't have to buy kids new toys. Here, I got a file in my purse for my nails. Start filing. Of course, hers are so big, it's probably hollow inside. Oh, well. Let's see. What's Brad saying? Brad just texted me. Good idea. Or shave their heads. Like every normal kid did. I did. I gave all of my dolls, not just Barbies, total haircuts. I didn't like it that my dolls had nicer hair than I did. So just shave their heads. Or pop their heads off and switch the heads all together. You know, the parts are all interchangeable. Oh, thank you, Mattel, for being so woke and helping everybody with this problem of all the kids clamoring to get those gender-neutral dolls so you could make money. KKFT 99.1 FM Talk, live, local talk, whatever you want to talk about. If you want to add to my conversations already, it's 884-9910. Love the fact that we are the home of Fox News. Let's get some national and some local news with Amy Cherry and our weather right now. KKFT 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. It is where Northern Nevada comes to talk because you will be listened to and we will help spread your message as well because, well, we give you the airways. I'm not going to cut you off. You speak your piece. I might disagree with you, but hey, it's still your right to talk. And it's my right to be able to disagree with you and have open discussions. And as soon as they start, you know, getting foul or names are called or aggressive, then it's my right too to cut you off and hang up on you. But hey, until then, let's keep it civil. 991fmtalk.com if you would like to listen to podcasts of previous shows or if you would just like to listen online. That's right. Yep. Take us wherever you want to go. But you can't get us through those sites that have all the music stations and stuff like that. Nope. We have our own little app. So you just go directly to 991fmtalk.com. Share jokes all the time. Have many a t-shirt with the whole concept of just cutting off Clark County. Giving that to whoever wants it. I don't know. Arizona, Southern California. They can make their own little state if they want. People put cartoons out about it. But I want you to know that it is actually being taken seriously. It is. It is called the New Nevada State Movement. New Nevada, battle born again. Legitimate group here. I've talked to the gentleman who is putting it in place, and he's going to actually join us on the show at some point. So I, you know, he can put it into his own words of what's going on, and you can call in and ask him questions. Do you think he's crazy? Do you back him? Do you support him? Do you think it's a waste of time? Our mission is to inform the public of the advantages of peacefully forming a new state out of rural Nevada, using the methodology set forth in the United States Constitution, and increasing personal liberty by strengthening the individual rights guaranteed by the U.S. Constitution and Bill of Rights. I find this very interesting. Because when you break this state down, up here, it really is a red state. But because of Clark County, and I'm not even going to put Washoe in there because Washoe goes back and forth. There's an ebb and flow of, you know, I would say we're more purple than blue or red. But because of the compactness of Clark County, so many people down there. They have a larger population than all of the rural counties of Nevada combined. So basically, we have to live by what Clark County wants. No, we don't. No. No, we don't. So what are you going to do? What do you want to do? Denise, thank you so much for asking me when the next Recall Sisolak rally is. There's lots of them. Lots of them. Coming to a town and county near you. All you have to do is log on to fightfornevada.com. Four is spelled out, so fight, F-O-R, Nevada.com. And you'll see the list of upcoming rallies. Battle Mountain, Ely, Elko, Yerington. Have another one here in Reno. Until it starts catching on to the fact that there are people who are supporting the recall of this governor. And it's not the same thing as the impeachment of Trump. And how do you ask, is it not the same thing? Republicans just being bitter that this is going on? Because unlike the Democrats trying to impeach Trump that don't have any real proof, that just keep going on innuendo and what somebody else said and blah, 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 we actually have proof. We have him violating the two-thirds majority vote. We have him violating the U.S. Constitution, the Nevada Constitution. We have him violating our rights. So we have the right to recall him. Legitimate reasons. And now NPRI is saying, you know what? We're finding another taxation without representation of that two-thirds majority. With the school choice bill. So we have the right. I just love this. Let's go to the phone lines quickly. 884-9910. Check in with Robert from Fallon. Hi, Robert. What would you like to talk about?
Oh, I'd like to talk about President Trump and what's going on. I think everybody's got it wrong. Everybody thinks that the Democrat Party is going after President Trump. That's why I'm out of office. And the DNC and Pelosi are doing that. But what they really want to do is they want to get rid of Biden. They can't go after Biden. So what they did is they charged Trump with what Biden did. Put an impeachment clause on him, and this way it'll discredit Biden, and they get the forerunner and their party out of the system. And if they get Trump, great, and if they don't, it doesn't matter. They succeeded in what they wanted to do.
Robert, that is a really interesting concept.
I'm pretty sure that's what it's going down.
I didn't think of it that way, but yeah, that I can see that if they can get the littlest thing on Trump with this Ukraine thing, then Biden would just fall along with it.
Huh. Well, yeah,
thank you, Robert.
He admitted it outright.
Oh, yeah, there's multiple tapes with him admitting it. And Obama knew about it. So,
oh, yeah,
you know,
part of it. But I'm just telling you, that's a Democratic, it's a DNC and the Socialist Democratic Society that has taken over the Democratic Party and undermined the republic of this nation. And if they do manage to get it done, it'll probably be the beginning of the end, and God help us.
Yeah, it will be. You know that. Robert, thank you so much for the call. I appreciate. And thank you for thinking outside of the box and sharing that. 884-9910. Let's go back to the phone lines, check in with Derek this morning. Hi, Derek. What would you like to talk about?
Good morning. The sheriffs in the state. Any sheriff has the authority and standing to arrest anybody, public office, that violates their oath.
Really? Do you have a statute that's under?
No, ma'am, but I'm sure everybody's aware of that. I'm sure the sheriffs should be aware of that.
Well, when the sheriffs all have to come, when all of the sheriffs, I mean, even the Clark County sheriff, all come together and sign a letter that says we are not going to enforce one of these, you know, laws that you just created. Well, should be arrested just on that fact.
Yeah. Yes, they should. like Sisolak and the other so-called legislators, public servants, should be arrested when they try to violate their oath and deprive us of our rights.
Well, Derek, unfortunately, nobody has the cojones to go up against the big dollars and the governor. So I think
they should be voted out.
Go ahead,
of
Derek.
Office, the sheriffs who don't should be voted out of office next time around.
Well, yeah, exactly. We have to stop going for these big dollar campaigns and go for the person who is actually going to get the job done for the people.
As far as the Second Amendment, any restriction at all, no matter how small, is unconstitutional.
Yeah. Shall not be infringed upon.
No infringement.
Derek, thank you so
much. Oh, I have one more thing, if I may.
Sure. Weather. What's that?
Weather. People can go online and look at weather modification programs. There are patents for weather modification. So they have been using this weather modification as weather warfare against the American people.
I've seen that in other areas. That's how some places actually they seed the clouds and everything and get the rain out so they can have good weather for different things. So, you can use it for bigger things.
It's more than just seeding clouds. They can actually steer and intensify storms and stall them and make them stay over one spot like they just did in Texas, stay over one spot and deluge it to where they got massive flooding. And then who is it, the BLM or somebody opens up floodgates to reservoirs and makes it even worse?
What's that website again, Derek?
Oh, I don't have a website for you. But anybody, all you got to do is go into BitChute or Brighteon and just, type in weather modification or weather warfare.
Weather modification. Okay.
But YouTube or YouTube, you're not going to get the truth there.
Okay. So, thanks, Derek. I got to take another phone call here real quick. Sharon on the line. Hi, Sharon. What would you like to talk about?
Hi. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can.
Oh,
welcome.
Good. Well, I am just calling because I agree with the gentleman that said they're trying to get Biden out. He is not thinking out of the box because that has crossed my mind just yesterday, and I told my husband about it. They're going to try to kill two birds with one stone, get Trump on some stuff, but they want Biden out.
Yeah, I don't see how he is so popular and has the percentages that he does. I think that's another, twist of the numbers there, that they tried to make Hillary look so popular because they can control Biden, but he is going downhill so fast of making so many mistakes and slips, and it's incredible. And I think you're right. I think you and Robert are right that they're trying to do two birds with one stone.
I'll tell you, when he just said that, I'm driving and my mouth dropped and went, that's not thinking out of the box, because I think exactly.
He stole my idea.
Yeah.
Sharon, anyway, thanks for the call and thanks for calling in and being a part of the discussion, because not everybody's thinking like that. Not everybody's thinking about the elections anyway. They're just letting them go and talk about what they want to talk about. And every time they open their mouths and what comes out of it, Pete Buttigieg, football is problematic. Elizabeth Warren, doesn't matter what she said in the past, she wants to take your retirement. She wants to take pretty much all of your income and create a socialist country. I mean, look who she's working with now. Hillary Clinton, still best buds, guiding her on her journey. Yeah, it's not going to happen. I would say 100% Trump is going to be reelected, but I can't. because I know the ruthless tactics that not everyday Democrats, but the extreme left and the people pulling the strings like Soros and Steyer and Bloomberg, what those people are willing to do. That's why they had to put same-day voter in place. Your thoughts, 884-9910, your voice, your thoughts, your comments, right here on your live and local FM talk station, 92.3 and 99.1 FM talk. KKFT 99.1 FM talk. So I went on and signed myself up because I'm not going to tell you to check things out if I don't check them out myself. New Nevada State Movement. Battle Born Again. As I was talking about this earlier, I like this. Seven blunders of the world that lead to violence. Wealth without work. Pleasure without conscience. Knowledge without character. Commerce without morality, science without humanity, worship without sacrifice, and my favorite, number seven, politics without principle. How many politicians have you watched over the decades? Promise and promise and promise and we'll get this done, and then nothing ever happens. That's why politicians on both sides of the aisle have such a problem with Trump. Because of the whole promises made, promises kept thing. And don't tell me he hasn't done this or he hasn't done that. He has done a lot. Where's the wall? Where's the wall? It's being built. Hundreds and hundreds of feet being built. And at a faster pace. Imagine that. So who said that? Mahatma Gandhi. Not Magandhi. Mahatma Gandhi. We've watched it for years. We've watched it for decades. Actually, hell, we've watched it for hundreds of years. You look at civilization from around the world, and this is just the way it is. I hate to tell all of those people with the coexist bumper stickers, it cannot be done. The whole kumbaya thing cannot happen. You cannot have peace without war. There will always be evil in this world. You cannot eradicate it. And then, what is your definition of evil? There will always, always be someone, some entity, some group who wants to control everything and everybody. Just make sure you're on the right side. I look and I think, well, am I on the right side? Is this the way? No. You sit down and think about it. What the Democrats are doing, what the Democrats are promising, what they are getting people hooked on. I'm not just talking about money. They've gotten people hooked on drugs, too. legal ones and illegal ones. They are so far embedded in the pharmaceutical companies, it's pathetic. And again, it all goes back to that money and power. And guess what? That happens right here in our backyard. Because it is the nature of the beast. It's the Monica Jay Show on KKFT 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. We are the home of Fox News, so let's get an update on business news from around the world. Maybe see how that impeachment thing's going. Fox News on 99.1 FM Talk.